Lynn from the Rock Station Z93, and today in studio, huge guests, massive hometown heroes, Greta Van Fleet. How are you guys?
Fabulous. What an intro.
I feel graciously humbled, and et cetera. That was excellent.
Thank you.
We never really thought about it.
I don't think we deserve that.
No, we don't.
We do. We take it back.
Well, for you guys to stop here in little old Saginaw, you've been on with Matt Pinfield and Nikki Sixx, and you're in L.A., and you're in New York and all these different places. So it's awesome to have you guys here. I feel like maybe I'm not worthy of this interview.
Well, we didn't grow up in L.A.
This is your home right here. Yep. It's you know what? If you guys, for people who are just listening, this band broke out on the scene with the song Highway Tune. Absolutely killing it right now, doing tons of stuff. They're from here in Saginaw. But I think it's important for those of you who haven't heard of them, if you want to introduce yourself and what you do in the band, we'll get you guys acquainted.
My name's Danny. I'm the percussionist of the group.
Unfortunately.
The percussionist, I like that.
He can do lots of other things.
He's a multifaceted human being.
Yeah, but he can't shut his mouth. No.
So drama within the band, or
no, just the heroin addict, Jake.
Yeah. I know I'm Jake from Greta Van Fleet.
Oh no, he's doing the Jonesy
thing.
He's
doing the Steve Jones impersonation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Jake, and I'm the guitarist.
And he's not Steve Jones.
I'm the strings player.
Yeah. I like it. So you guys are obviously like a really serious band. You can tell everything is super,
everything
super serious.
Very serious.
Absolutely. It's just our personality.
I'm Josh, and I whale.
And dolphin sometimes.
And dolphin sometimes. Whatever that means.
Whale and dolphin. It's a parallel.
Oh, I got it. Okay, whale and dolphin.
Sam, the swinet player.
Yep.
Sam is the swinet player.
I play the electric swinet and the acoustic swinet as well.
We've had a few problems with pigs exploding over the years.
Yeah, because they're filled with a certain foam, and when it gets under the hot stage lights, boom, exploding.
Explosion everywhere.
I don't know if any of this is going to be usable. I also
play keys and mostly bass.
I dig it. Now, the band name, Greta Van Fleet, usually in an interview, you never want to be, you know, how'd you get your band name? But this is so unique, I have to ask, where did Greta Van Fleet come from?
Greta Van Fleet is an actual woman who lives in Frankenmuth. She's like a town elder, she's a musician herself, actually, we figured out. But at some point, the name had come across, and we thought it was really cool sounding, so we just took it, and we removed the N so it'd be easier to say. And she got wind of this because her name was on the marquee downtown at the Fisher Hall, you know? And so her and her husband came to watch at least a set because she kept getting phone calls. Are you playing tonight? You know? No.
What the hell, Gretna?
What's going on? So she had to go investigate. She gave us the go-ahead with the name and everything. It was great. So that's where the name came from.
That's awesome. She sounds like a very stern woman. It sounds like somebody who was a music teacher that you wouldn't mess with.
It sounds that way, but she's the sweetest lady.
A Nordic.
She's
a
guttural. It's got a Scandinavian sound. Yeah. Greta Van Fleet.
Well, that's awesome. Did you guys, so you dropped the N so you don't have to pay her royalties? Is that really what's...
I thought it was easy to say. Because people, you know, because you would go Gretna and they'd go Greta,
you know.
So it was easier just to keep it Greta.
It was just lost in communication anyway.
Yeah.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
This is awesome. You guys have your EP out right now, the debut EP, Black Smoke Rising. Now, I'm assuming that you've worked with some pretty big producers here in Michigan. Where did you guys record the album and kind of want to talk about that process at all?
The best rock producer in all of the United States of America. Mr. Al Sutton.
Al Sutton, everyone.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
We recorded starting a couple years ago down in Royal Oak at a studio called Rust Belt Studios, and Al is, he basically started that whole little ordeal down there. And he engineered and produced our album, and later he brought along the guitarist, of Kid Rock, and his name's Marlon Young, and he ended up co-producing the EP towards the last couple of years.
Thank God he brought in Marlon. That was cool, too, you know?
Yeah,
because so from that point, it was passed up, you know? All
right.
The stuff to the next guy and the next guy.
Yeah, and Marlon is Kid Rock's band leader and guitarist. So he's a guy who knows what's going on. He has a very good understanding of rock and roll music.
Yeah.
So you, really sometimes I question that.
Yeah, sometimes we do.
But you can't deny these.
Marlon!
Yeah, it seems like a lot of Michigan bands who are successful right now have recorded at the Rust Belt Market. That's kind of like the place to go now.
Yeah.
And like the whole after hours, like when Taylor Swift came, she actually, it was private. She had went to Rust Belt Market and recorded some stuff. I'm sure you guys probably heard that already, huh?
No.
You didn't hear that story? Yeah, I mean, it's used a lot. A lot of people don't know about it. Like Citizen Zero from here, another local band that are, you know, doing things right now. So that's, I think it's a good luck sign for you guys.
Yeah.
You pick the right, you know the right people, you know what's going on.
We can thank Mike for that.
Al's not going to get any sleep from this point till the day he retires.
No, it's true. Yeah, it's
true. We're all going to take turns calling him with different problems we have.
There was Mike Barbie right there who got us into Rust Belt and then and so on.
And that was that was a big leap because
it was.
There we found our management, we found our record company, and then it's just been evolving from there.
I mean, yeah, what has that been like for you guys? You went from playing, you know, local festivals around here to now you're touring. You just announced your very first U.S. headline tour. It's a 3-week trek around the U.S.
Yeah. Yep.
And I mean, what has this been like for you guys?
It's a new concept to challenge us. That's what it is.
Well, every single show is different, but every single show is great. Even if we're playing to 2 people or 2,000 people,
it's kind of, our house is so wild, you know, where so when you're on the road, it's almost like a vacation. It's more relaxing than being home in that sort of chaotic environment. Yeah. But it's like every time you get in the vehicle or get in the plane, it's like you're off to the next adventure, and it is. You have great fun doing it.
And we take time to enjoy ourselves doing different things like camping or hiking, like to keep our heads straight, to keep us from losing our minds.
Yeah, keep us grounded. We get into the woods, you know, because we're not like city.
That's the one thing is that when we're playing in the cities, it's always crazy, and something always goes awry.
I think we start losing it after about 5 days.
And our management company knows not to keep us in a big city more than
we are. Not we start acting irrationally.
country wild. Kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's got to be crazy for you guys for the fact that, like I said, you played local festivals here, and now you're going places and you're being catered. You walk in, we're like, here's some food, some water, whatever you need. I mean, that part of it, is, I guess, is just insane to think about that these boys from Michigan are now blowing up everywhere. And getting compared to Zeppelin, which is, I think, musically one of the highest honors that you could receive. Are you guys worried about that at all? That you're kind of put in this little niche of sounding too much like Zeppelin?
Or like worse comparisons could have been made. You know?
A lot worse.
Yeah, we share a lot of the same influences, though.
Yeah.
Where we all get along is the blues. You know, and then we have all our personal different tastes from there.
Yeah, Sam would be jazz, and Daniel would be folk. Jake is definitely rock and roll. And you can't say Jake's rock because he's without the role. I've tried that.
Don't try that, Josh. Don't forget that.
It's a different genre.
Don't forget the role.
I like more world music. So I don't know, but the blues is that one thing that is definitely.
It is the glue that binds us.
Yeah. Blues is the glue that binds us, man. Yeah.
Jazzy. Whoa.
Highway Tune right now, the lead single from the debut EP, Black Smoke Rising. And you guys just released your music video for the track. What was that like recording the music video? Because you all look like pros. I watched the video like really close, and I'm like, they look like they've been recording music videos forever.
Which is though that thing came together in a few minutes, but it was a real simple sort of concept that was laid out. I am excited to see where the next one goes. Because at that point, we take a little bit more artistic license, but it was pretty immediate, that sort of thing.
A lot of nipple action. I dug it.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. The stylist. That would be a really appealing thing.
It had to be said.
I was afraid that it was going to fall right off of my body, to be honest with you.
Well, the shirt or your
the
nipples?
The shirt, not my nipples.
Yeah, the ripped shirt look. If you haven't watched it, make sure you go check out the video. You guys look pretty badass. Have you any girls, any things that you're fighting off now that before, like this girl back in high school wouldn't give you any time of day, and now she's like, hey, how you doing?
A lot of men, actually.
Yeah, men.
Really?
Lots of men.
They're like, bro, we played softball together in fifth grade. What's up?
Honestly, no, that's what's up, and it's
pretty badass.
I like it.
It's pretty cool, but it's not really our... It's not really a personality. It doesn't really
feel good. Yeah, it feels weird, right?
Attention is strange like that. It's like it feels good, but then you know, it's
different. We just
different.
Pay attention. Please don't.
No, I mean, attention's not bad. I mean, just, you know, when you get hounded after a while with lots of lots of, it's always bombarded.
It's hard, you know? It's hard going into town now, let's say, you know, without someone saying, oh,
that's okay,
you're from Greta Van Fleet.
It's okay.
It's cool.
It's the, yes, it's, yeah, no, it's great to have that kind of.